1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. On strike.
We are the union. Mighty, mighty union.
Workers at Detroit's big three automakers walked off the job at midnight after contract talks broke down. About 13,000 workers at a GM plant in Missouri, a Stellantis Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio, and at a Ford plant just outside Detroit walking the picket line this morning. Here's a Ford worker.
We make this company billions of dollars on our backs. You know what I'm saying? My parents retired from here. You know, give us what we deserve. That's all we're asking for. Nothing more, nothing less.
The big three say they're financially strapped as they look to build more electric cars. Workers want raises, pensions, and benefits for new hires and a four-day work week. Other news, closing arguments in the impeachment trial of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's accused of abusing his power to help a local real estate developer. This is ABC News. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is under the microscope by the families of some Sandy Hook school shooting victims who won a defamation judgment against him.
Lawyers for several families of the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre are criticizing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones's spending, which was submitted as part of Jones's bankruptcy case. The court filings show Jones spent more than $93,000 in July, including nearly $8,000 on housekeeping and more than $6,300 on meals and entertainment. It comes as Jones is on the hook for nearly $1.5 billion in judgments to the families after defaming them for calling the 2012 shooting a hoax. But the family's efforts to collect that money are on hold while Jones's bankruptcy case continues. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Nobel Foundation has announced today they're upping the amount of the award by 10% to almost $1 million. In a statement, the foundation says raising the cash award has become financially viable for them. This year's winners will be announced early next month. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
a delicious Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Alfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Happy Friday to you.
Ooh, Johnny.
Sound like I got bronchitis or something.
No, you are overworked. You are a good guy.
I only smoked 3 packs of Marlboro Reds last night. That's how it was.
For our listeners, as you know, John Mino, just one of the great guys in our community. You burn a candle at both ends. I mean, yeah. You're here at 5 o'clock and getting ready, but then... I work, you know, at the community shelter, but I get done at 3:34. You do that, and then you do other events. So this week, what did you have just this week? I mean, you had a golf outing, right, Wednesday?
Yeah, and we had the Respect for Law.
Oh, that was
the other
cool
night,
that
which
guy was
cool.
In. Yes,
and then last night I did the golf tournament in. I got to tell you this story too. You'll get a kick out of this in Holland, Van Obels.
Oh yeah.
It's the Electric City VFW Post 3319 VFW.
Yep.
Okay. Wonderful group of guys. Just a wonderful group of guys. And I've been involved with them, since they put on this, started doing this golf tournament. And they asked me to do the auction every year.
You're good at that.
Well, I'm not a pro, though.
But you get the money. I've been at auctions, and you've squeezed me for more than I had.
But, you know, if you're a pro, you know how to, like, do it right and handle your voice and do whatever. And I just kind of like let it go, you know. And
okay, let me ask you another guy that I've seen in a lot of auctions.
Excuse me. Bill Jarts, he's 10 times better than me.
Oh, I don't.
20 times better.
I think the pros are the guys.
Bill's
that,
the maestro.
He clipped me for one of those butterflies on Parade. And I went to the auction thinking, you know, $100.
What?
Have you seen
Todd,
those?
Here come the stories already.
You've seen those?
Clip me for a butterfly. Okay.
Well, you've been to my house.
No,
you haven't.
Yeah, right.
Okay. It's in the backyard. They cut out these, 3 feet wide butterflies on a stand, and then they get painted, different decoration.
Okay.
It's called Butterflies on Parade. They put them around through the city, and then they bring them together at the end and auction them off. You know, some people do cows, some people do fish. Different communities do different things. Well, anyway, the city...
Did they have a cow thing down here one time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but the other communities, I do think in, I don't know what Oshkosh does. That's not as common as it used to be 10, 15 years ago, but that was very common. And different art groups or artists will paint them differently. So anyway, there was a butterfly that I liked. It had the one side was like cocoons, and the other side was the same.
Did you put it in your freezer?
Was a butterfly? John, it's a display. It's
I know.
Metal.
Isn't that what you used to do to kill butterflies when you were a kid?
No.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, let's, but I want to get, stay on this thing, because okay. This has to do with, anyway, Bill Jartz was the auctioneer, and I went there thinking I was going to spend X, and you know, he sits on your lap, and he you know, he just really gets
yeah,
money.
Yeah, he works
and,
it.
And he embarrasses you till you, like, right. Okay, I'm in.
And he sweats a lot.
Yes. Yeah. But to me, I would see you and Bill Jartz as the same. I'll tell you, I went to that other auction with I've been to a lot of auctions, but the guy from the East Side, and it's his family, and he talks real fast.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. They're professional.
Though that's a professional auctioneer. So I think you and Jartz are in the same category. But anyway, your voice is a little, you were the auctioneer last night.
Yes.
And how'd it go?
Went great. They had some great items, and Jordan Love helmet went for $775.
Isn't that great?
He signed such a cool autograph, though. It's just never a seen J it. And a heart, number 10. That's pretty cool. That's very cool. Jay Hart and a 10. I'm telling you, if this guy continues to have success, he's going to own this town because he's such a genuinely good guy. And I hope he never changes. I'm just saying that I'm not going to kick anybody else under the bus. All I'm saying is I've seen quarterbacks come in and they're really good guys, or not just quarterbacks. And then all of a sudden, man, something happens and they become a different person. And I hope that doesn't happen to him.
Yeah. As I told
I like
you,
this guy a lot.
So do I. And I've never met him. But as I told you, his interview after the game last week, I was like, you know, I'd adopt that kid tomorrow.
Absolutely. You know, he just is, you know, his good backstory, but no, his family and his nothing. Dad died when he was in high school and everything.
My wife was asking me, she goes, what about him? And I'm like, you know, he hasn't. And the media really hasn't talked a lot about
him. No, it hasn't
him.
Delved into it too much. But he did one big interview. I forget who it was with, talking about his family life. And really tragic.
Well,
really tragic.
I'm happy
for him.
His dad
committed suicide.
Ooh.
Yeah. Really tragic.
Utah guy, though, right?
California.
Oh, California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bakersfield. Anyway. And then went to Utah.
I see.
Yeah.
Bakersfield. Yeah, that's not L.A., but
the hometown of whom? Which famous country singer?
In Bakersfield?
Yeah. He used to talk about it all the time.
I'll play along if he doesn't get it.
Go ahead, Todd.
He will not get it.
We could spend 3 weeks on this.
No, why that will
go
not.
Go ahead.
He created the Bakers. Well, he was part of the group that did the Bakersfield sound in country music, which was Buck Owens.
Owens, absolutely.
Who was who owned radio stations. He owned his own radio station.
That's right. That's right. And then Dwight Yoakam did the Streets of Bakersfield.
Yep. And they did a little duet action on that one.
Yeah.
Was he on Hee Haw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, very good.
All right.
Very good.
Very good. I wanted to play along with you guys. I felt like I was kind of outside.
Remember they did a show? It's so funny to say that. I just saw a thing. I'm kind of a sucker for things on the internet where it's like, you know, top 10 worst shows of all time or whatever.
And then you're spending 30 minutes
watching
it, right?
Yeah. With 14 ads that come in between everyone. Yeah, but I'm a sucker for those things. But remember they did a show called the Hee Haw Honeys? Remember that?
No. Yeah. Lula Roman was on there, wasn't she? Lulu, the large.
But you want to know who else was on there? Was Frank Gifford's wife that did the TV show.
Oh,
then.
Kathy Lee.
She was one of the Hee Haw Honeys.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I like weird little things like that.
Yeah. That's very
so
weird.
So she was a Hee Haw Honey. And it's listed as one of the top, like, 10 worst TV shows of all time.
Oh, was it? That's, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I would agree.
Yes.
Sorry. So that went fine. You raised money for the VFW.
Yeah, and they give all the money away to other charities. I mean, it's really great. Just a good bunch of guys, you know? And they're just, you know, and we've all done things where it's like you deal with somebody and it's like, you know, and you walk away. And these guys are so genuine. They're all mid to late 70s. Wow. Many of them, or most of them, are Vietnam veterans. Then they just, their heart's in the right place.
Yeah.
I love people like that.
So do I. Can I give a shout out to somebody? Yesterday at the new community shelter, we get calls, and you've been there, and you've helped out, and Todd's going to be serving a meal with Kristen, I think, next
Saturday. Which is news to Todd. Breaking news. Todd will be serving a meal.
I signed you guys up because I want the chef, I want him to make some Cajun food and serve it for
Ace.
Lunch. For Ace, yes.
Wow.
Boy,
I guess one thing, I put a little thing on my Facebook. People love him.
Yeah,
absolutely.
How did I not know about this guy? Yeah. I mean, he is, like, beloved. People on my Facebook were like, oh, my God, Ace is the best.
But and a couple things. When he's got he's got that personality. But we lack good Cajun food.
Do we have any? I mean, besides him? I mean, really, do we? And I love it. That's, like, my favorite type of food.
So he's going to the Sunday of the Saints game, Todd, he's going to make the food, and Todd and I, and you're welcome to join us, are going to serve the food to the community. We have lunch, so we have people.
What day is that?
27th, I believe.
27th? Oh, I can't make it.
It's a John, what are you doing on the 24th, though?
Oh.
No, the 24th, you're not doing anything that day. 24th is okay.
Of 27th, September?
Todd, it's the 24th.
I got a lot going on that
day. Is it the 24th?
I was going to trick him into it. Well, the 24th, I could have done it.
Hey, don't say that. I've been. Oh, I got you. Okay, so I got to tell you one last thing about last night.
Yeah.
Who has the worst sense of direction you know?
John Minow.
Okay.
Just so I think our listeners, I would have given a $25 gift card, but I didn't want to waste the money. It was too easy.
I'm not on the internet for something happened to my phone. So I can't, I'm not. Okay, so I couldn't do MapQuest.
Wow.
Okay.
MapQuest? You don't use MapQuest.
I do.
Yeah.
You throw that. You just put in where you're
all
going,
the time.
Where
yeah.
you're starting,
Why?
And where you're going.
Is it called MapQuest?
Well, you guys both have iPhones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You use your maps on the iPhone. It's not MapQuest.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Because like MapQuest is like 1992.
No, but hey, you know wrong with MapQuest.
You know who we are? Hey, you know who we are?
These guys, these techies.
Those commercials where it's like, don't be like your parents. The whole we're those guys.
Progressive, right?
Progressive. Todd's like, we're those people. But
let's
talk
about leaving the game.
Even here, something happened to my phone. I'm not on the thing.
The web.
The web, whatever, okay? And it's still out. It's still not working. So anyway,
you
so
have to get. Okay, you got to get connected to the World Wide
yes,
Web.
And I'm not on it.
Okay.
Something happened. So
yeah,
anyway,
that's very serious, John.
So I'm at Van Obel's last night.
Yeah.
And again, this is so, you know, we're both trying to lose weight. What's Van Obel's known for?
Oh, that chicken.
Roasted chicken.
I know. You have more, what is that called? Like if you're in a high risk, it'd be like someone in AA. Being a bartender, John,
yeah, exactly.
You're exposed to that more than me.
It's exactly the truth.
You were at Ted's place
the night before,
Riverside Ballroom.
Riverside Ballroom,
very dangerous.
Phenomenal roasted chicken,
right? And at Van Obel's, and then tonight you're doing a game in Two Rivers. You probably get a fish fry.
Well,
sent
no,
up.
I'm providing the dinner for all the or the lunch for all the crew. I'm buying some sandwiches to bring to everybody,
okay.
So that's fine.
You could
because they've got a cousins is my favorite sub. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say that. Do we don't have a sub thing.
The show is brought to you by.
Yeah, we're kind of working with someone, but
oh,
cousins
yeah,
is
no,
great.
Never, yeah, no. Oh,
they
okay.
are. You know, hey, look, I'm kind of.
I
with
like
you
your
on
bread.
That.
I'm a bread person.
Yeah, but what about that? Not cousins, not Subway. What's the other one that's pretty popular?
Jimmy John's.
No, Jimmy John's is all right. It's one other one. I can't think of it. It's over in Oneida. I'll think of it at the break. It's another good sub.
Fire Station or
there. No, it's not Fire Station. There's one. Obviously not your favorite.
No, but you know what? In the UP, all the marijuana shops are Fire Stations. It's like this company, Fire Station. They run all the marijuana shops now in the UP. You go to the UP, every little town you go to, it doesn't matter where you go, there's a marijuana shop.
But
it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's like the new industry in the UP.
Right.
It's mind-boggling.
But the guy with the sub should hang on, because they may go together.
Yeah, that's true. You know, good point.
That's just what I've read.
Do you have chips?
Yeah, throw in a cookie.
You got chocolate chip cookies. Oh, my God, those are so good. Oh, hey, so anyway, let me get back to my story.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Oh, okay.
So I'm in Hollandtown, or Holland.
Where the land
Van Obel.
Yeah.
Okay. My map thing's not working. I didn't know how to get to Manitowoc.
Oh, no.
I had to drive to DePere.
Oh.
And then drive to Manitowoc.
Oh, my goodness.
Swear to God.
Triangle.
I got into Wrightstown. I didn't know where. We got to send a quick
Todd, break. Are you sensitive to the gas Tough prices night. Next time he brings this. That up?
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 74. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 57. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, highs around 70, overcast. Temps below average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the mid-60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a nice-looking Friday morning. Looks like a phenomenal weekend. A lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. This segment brought to you by Pella, your windows to the world. Pella, windows and doors of Wisconsin. I feel like I'm in, like, puberty with my voice breaking here.
Don't sing a song. Yeah.
When I was an altar boy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
But we're going to talk about this great weather and all the events coming up. But we're going to not... We're going to get some guidance, some professional guidance. You know how we sometimes don't agree on something and then we...
Most things.
But then we go to a really good source, like
right.
that guy...
An expert. An expert,
like the guy at the zoo.
Yeah.
And then we went to... with the croutons.
Yeah.
Croutons. So, remember that for the soup? And then we called...
Well, that was Murph.
Murph. Well, you thought he was an expert. You said he was an expert. But good guy. Anyway, we go outside the two
Trinary
of us.
Toast.
Right. So here we are. We were talking... I don't know, earlier this week, and John lives in Manitowoc. I of course, live here in Green Bay, and we both enjoy wildlife and birds. So I...
Attracting them to your yards.
And we don't want to just attract the freeloaders. We want to attract the high end.
Yeah.
The high end, the elite.
And I hate mourning doves. Hate them with a passion.
Some people might
eat them.
But our
I've heard they actually are good eating.
I wouldn't eat. Anyway, we're talking about how to attract the high end birds, like cardinals.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Those yellow ones, those chickens.
Canaries.
I don't think they're called canaries.
Finches, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. Todd, yeah.
And then even those hummingbirds, those ones that their heart.
Todd knows more than us.
I know
everything.
He does. It's like kind
he's
of
like that guy.
I know
everything.
It's like kind of hoping. I kind of hope he's not in school one day so you can at least feel smart.
He's that kid in class.
Right? Oh, he always has his hand up. Would you put your hand down?
Yep, exactly. But, he would have the nice lunches. His mom would make him like nice lunches.
Right, and everything's
the,
like
the brand new little brown paper bag every time.
But then he would have it all like separated.
Yeah.
Right? He'd have the little orange over there.
Yeah.
And the carrot
he'd
sticks.
Have carrots.
Right.
Yeah. A brownie.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and
soup.
Yeah. Soup. Maybe a little cup of soup.
And then a little note in there.
Homemade soup.
And then we just got two pieces.
Hi, sweetie. I hope you have a
wonderful
day.
Can't wait for you to come home.
Exactly.
Your snack is ready.
Peanut butter cookies are in the oven. Right.
Yeah. Lord, you guys do not know my mom.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you.
She was not that person.
Well, she did something.
You know what I would give anything in the world to have? A note my mom gave me one time when I went to school.
You would like to have a note, or is there a particular note?
A particular note.
Okay, what is it?
don't forget to buy me a pack of Salems at the gas station on your way home.
Love, Mom.
Honest to God.
That's I would give hilarious. Anything to have,
as a first grade, had to buy her a pack of smokes on the way home.
I just, something that just triggered that, and then we'll get to this, but I was driving on the east side on Mother's Day, and that kind of a dive bar. On the left hand side, on the they have that like marquee outside that you kind of wheel out. You put the letters on. Free shots for Mom.
Really?
Okay. Nice. That's a little Green Bay,
and it was really busy because the moms were all there.
That's how my mom and dad met, or that's how she.
No way.
Well, she was a waitress at a bar, Gazzetti's Bar in Nagani.
Oh.
And my dad and his buddies used to come in there before they got banned. They actually got banned from the bar. They caused too much problems. But wow. She would give the guys would go there for coffee royals. Coffee royal is a shot of whiskey in your coffee. And they would go there after the bars, and she would give him two shots in his coffee. Yes. So that's all they,
met each other and had you. That's great.
Exactly.
So, hey, we are back to, we're talking about wildlife, birds, and we are trying to attract
the Linda, upper class.
The upper class birds. The elite, the aristocrat of birds. So Linda, Linda's on.
Hi, Linda.
And Linda owns.
Hi.
Linda owns or work. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wild Birds Unlimited, which is a great, great store. And you know why they're so great is they focus on birds. See, you go and buy your stuff at like Walmart or Menards. And you know, you don't really buy bird seed to attract the elite.
But it's got a picture of the elite birds on the side.
Next to a snowblower. So, Linda, what do we need to do? What does Johnny need to do?
Because
we're doing it at our house. I don't know if you remember my wife, but we've been in your store. We love your store.
Good.
What do we need to do here? We're trying to attract the cardinals, the finches. Is that what we said?
Is that it?
Yes, goldfinches.
Okay. Goldfinches.
Honestly, Linda, all I get are these little, like, brown
squirrels.
Birds. Yeah, squirrels are going crazy. They're like gray. I get these little birds. They're kind of like gray. I think sometimes I've had a is the female cardinal, like, less red?
Yes, the male's always more attractive.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I've had one of the female, but the red ones, they've flown by and won't land.
Okay, all right, Linda, what's the answer?
Come to the store and buy our food. That's the answer. We have fresh food comes delivered every Tuesday. Main thing cardinals love is open feeders. They're not really keen on perching, so they like things that they can open. They're kind of finicky birds. They love sunflower chips. The meat that's inside the premium oil sunflower, they love it. They love the sunflower also, sunflower chips. They love safflower.
How about
another important? Yes,
the suet, right? I
bought some.
I know you did, and I
just didn't touch it,
and it didn't work.
No suet. They don't like suet.
Okay, all right,
they
won't eat suet. All right.
No.
All right,
they
ahead.
Just love the seed.
But will they?
Another important.
Go ahead.
Another important thing to do when you're feeding birds is to make sure your feeders are clean and that there's a bird bath. They love water.
I've got one.
I bought one from
I've
you.
I've got one. I've got one. Yep. They've never touched it.
No, but he doesn't have that. But the thing I got from you, Linda, was that like little fan in there to twirl the water. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. That's called a water wiggler.
The water wiggler.
I don't have a water wiggler.
Water wiggler attracts birds. Another thing it does is it prevents mosquitoes from laying eggs in water. They will not lay their eggs in moving water.
All right, Linda, hang on. We got to send her a quick break. What music is this? What is this?
Beer Barrel Polka. Let's do it.
Oh, okay. We'll be right back, Linda. Hang on.
All right.
Bye, Linda. Back in
bye.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. An historic United Auto Workers strike against the big three automakers all at once. some 13,000 workers at a GM plant near St. Louis, Missouri, a Stellantis Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio, and at a Ford plant just outside Detroit, on the picket line in a targeted walkout. UAW President Sean Fain.
Record profits equal record contracts. It's our time. And we all we want is our share of equity.
The big three say they're financially strapped as they look to build more electric cars. Workers want raises, pensions, and benefits for new hires, and a four-day work week. And a casino hotel cyber attack continues in Las Vegas and in Atlantic City. Visitors to MGM Grand, the Bellagio, and Caesars properties all impacted. Computer systems that control gaming, check-in kiosks, elevators, and room keys hacked. The FBI is investigating. This is ABC News.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back. Mike and the Mayor here on Friday morning, 6:33. Looking for our temperatures. The temperature up there? Here, there it is. Green Bay 50, Appleton 54, Oshkosh 53. Beautiful morning out there. Great night for high school football. We'll be in your hometown of Two Rivers tonight. Two Rivers against Keel.
That's going to be a good game.
Yeah, absolutely. Two Rivers is.
I want my Raiders to,
They're good.
Although I was a Jet, but we love our hometown.
Jets. But did you ever see that play, though? I never did. West Side Story?
Oh, okay. I don't want to do another contest. Todd.
Todd, did you see West Side Story?
No, I never saw
it. Thank you, Todd. All right, go ahead.
Wouldn't you even, I thought you'd say you were in it. Every high school did. West Side Story.
A good friend of mine, by the way. Linda, are you there? Let's talk to Linda first.
Okay, Linda.
We got lots to talk about.
We
today.
Do.
Not a lot of time
Wild
to do
Bird,
it.
Wild Birds Unlimited. You are on the corner of Cormier and Oneida, right?
Correct.
And yes. Your store focuses on birds. It's not like you go in there and there's snow blowers and shovels and like some
Why
of these
are
other
you
stores.
Doing this? I know what
because
you're
I'm
doing.
Just saying. No, what I'm saying, John, is. They're a specialty store. Okay. And when you go to a specialty yeah. store, like...
I didn't know you existed, Cajun Linda. Food. I'll be honest with you. And
what's
I would have come to you. If I had I known they existed, I would have come to you.
He would have. So, Linda, the reason you are on here is not only because we love your store, but we want to attract... Well, we do at my house, but John would like to attract higher-end birds. So, we talked about a bird bath.
I got one.
But no. Tell us a little bit more about that that little like propeller we put
water
in there.
Water wiggler?
Water wiggler.
Yeah.
It's battery operated, John.
Oh. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It's battery operated and it circulates the water. Birds love moving water. That's what attracts.
I didn't know that either.
So that and that's not that expensive.
Not only in the summer, but in the winter, it's very important.
Well, it keeps it from freezing then, right? Yeah.
Well, yes. And we do have heated bird baths for the winter months.
Wow. I wish I'd known that back when I had my dogs. Because it always used to bother me, my beagles. You know, we kept them outside in the cage, in the pen. And, you know, one of my jobs every night was feeding the dogs, you know, feed them the gravy train and everything. Jeez. And then their water was always in a big old Folgers coffee can. And every time you'd go to get it, what I'd have to do is take the coffee can into the house, put it in the bathtub, run hot water on it to get the big ice chunk out
John,
of it.
How old are you, like 140? When was this?
60s, 70s? What? Okay. So you had this big ice chunk in the bathtub then.
Yeah.
And then you have to fill it with water again. And I actually used to put hot water in it sometimes, thinking that it would take longer for it to freeze.
All right.
So I wish I had a water wiggler.
Right. All right. So let's say, John, I might do this as well. Oh, John, I could do this for your half birthday, which is Sunday.
It is?
You were born on the 17th.
St. Patrick's Day.
March, 17, April, May, yeah. June, July, August.
I didn't realize. I've
September,
never
September.
Okay.
You didn't celebrate half birthdays?
I've never heard of a half birthday.
Todd?
I mean, nothing says love like getting your morning show partner a water wiggler.
I know, right?
For his half birthday.
Actually, Linda brought me in some Splenda today.
I brought him in
Splenda
today because John has to have sugar or sweetener, not sugar, sweetener. So, Linda, set a water wiggler aside for me, and I'll pick it up this afternoon. And I'm going to give that to John for his half birthday. So, what else does he need to do? A little higher
Cardinals
end food.
Cardinals have an attitude, though.
They
don't they?
They do. Their little. They're
like Milton. If Milton was a bird, he'd be a cardinal.
That's not. He's segueing to my dog,
true,
who
though.
Might be just a little bit
uppity.
Spoiled a little bit, but he's a great dog. So Linda, so we get the water wiggler, we go to your store and we get a bird seed that has more of the, what did you call it, the meat in the seed?
It's the meat. It's the heart of the black oil sunflower seed.
All right, so we'll get those. I'll get him some of those. What else do we
and
need?
You can
go ahead.
You can mix it with a little bit of safflower. They love safflower, but the most important thing is a fly-through feeder. They love They eat alone. There's usually no other birds with them when they're eating. And they want to be able to fly away if something comes after them, you know, whether it's a hawk or a blue jay, you know, they're very skittish birds. So
I think uppity is the word we're looking for.
Yeah,
but yeah.
That question.
All right.
Yeah.
Most important thing is what? And then we get a.
The most important thing is make sure your food is fresh.
Right, Jay.
That is so important. Our food it comes in every Tuesday.
All right.
We always rotate it. It's fresh. Other places, you know, you don't know how long it's been on the shelf. We're a specialty store.
Right.
That's what we do.
Right. Even
we
though
try to attract our birds.
Right. Even though there might be a picture of a bird, it may not be fresh inside the bag.
There's a picture of a cardinal on the bag I bought from a nurse.
Right, and then you look at the expiration date, and we're way past. All right, Linda, thank you for coming on and settling the score here. We need to make a little bit of an investment here, but Todd and I, our goal is to have John Mino be happy. So I am getting the water wiggler this afternoon, and we'll take it from there. Linda, thanks for coming on.
Thank
I'll see you
Linda.
This afternoon. All right. We're gonna
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. Take care. All right. Take care. So that's that is you know, Linda K, you know her last name, but from Wild Birds Unlimited, which is, like I told you, is right in the corner of Cormier and Oneida, and they just special, you know, Wild Birds Unlimited specialty. So, hey, we talked about the weather. You gave the report, and all the stuff going on this weekend, right? Then we had the Fox Cities Marathon, that Irish Fest. Something else that's very cool that's happening here is in Oshkosh, and we are going to be talking to them. Are they on the phone, Todd? Oh, we're getting them. Okay. For those of you who, years ago we had this in Green Bay. Do you remember that, John? We had this.
I remember one at Voyager Park. Is that the same
one? The
water?
Dragon Boat Festival. And okay. It's colorful. And what's cool about it is, you know, it's these boats and they have teams on them. And the team could be from Boys and Girls Club, Schneider, Schreiber, Civic Media. And you get a
team.
So it's
team, like the old Vikings thing?
Kind of. But we're going to hear from the expert. Angie Lee.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. That is a very, very cool thing that you're doing, that Dragon Boat Festival, and that's in Oshkosh this weekend. Tell us about that. I know a little bit about it, but I get accused of talking over our guests. So
by our guests.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. We are so excited about this festival. It's been a long time coming, and so it'll be this Saturday at the Leech Amphitheater. Races start at 9 a.m., and our opening ceremony will begin at 10 o'clock.
And are you on a team? Right. The teams are kind of local talent, aren't they? The people in the...
lost her. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but I'll try and get her back.
All right, try
on.
Get her back.
Hang up on her,
yeah,
Todd. Todd, real nice. How rude are you? We have a guest on, he just hangs up.
Okay,
on her.
I get accused.
He's like, I can see him. He's like, all right, Angie, that's enough. Goodbye. We got other stuff to talk about.
I get accused of maybe talking too much. John maybe gets accused of not staying on the subject, but Todd.
We've never hung up.
Did you ever hang up on a guest?
Never.
Me either.
In 40 years of radio, I've never hung up on a guest.
In my 40 days of radio.
I mean, he just did.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Right, like, in the middle of a sentence. Yeah. It wasn't like she was, you know.
I'm done with her.
You should give these Dragon Boat races a chance.
What does he have against Dragon Boat?
He just doesn't, you know, I don't know.
Why is he like that?
Listen. I don't know why it happened. It's Friday morning. John's not feeling well. He's been working hard all week.
In fact, he took the phone and slammed it down.
You're going off buying a water wiggler, whatever that is.
For him.
Angie's back on the line with us.
All right, Angie. Okay.
Angie, we apologize for
Todd's new. Well, John and I, John's been around for 40 years. I've been around. He's the new guy. It's a little bit.
First week in the business.
We know his name is
and
Todd.
He's got something against Dragon Boats for some reason. We don't know.
His name.
Some deep-seated thing,
right?
From watching Gladiator movies,
his name tag says trainee. Yeah. So let's just bear with him. Okay,
yeah.
So Angie, you 9 o'clock, and you're gonna have a beautiful day for this. I'm so happy the weather's gonna be on your side. That amphitheater is like the best. I mean, you've really done a good job with the water down there. So tell us about it. You celebrate more than the Dragon Boat Festival. There's a lot behind this.
Absolutely. So we'll have cultural performances, we'll have a global market with diverse food vendors and other crafts and items to purchase. We'll have we'll have live art there. And that's all with the races going on. So can I tell you a little bit about these Dragon Boats?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But amazing. So go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's kind of like an international festival.
Do it quick, though, because Todd will hang up on you again.
Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead.
Well, there are these 40-foot boats. You have up to 20 paddlers, a steers person, and a drummer. So the drummer is a key component of this team, because it's really the drum's beat that you paddle to. So I've heard this story. I have not witnessed it in person, but for myself. But I have heard that when 20 people are paddling at the same time in sync with the drum, that the boat kind of lifts out of the water. So I'm excited to witness that for myself.
And those are beautiful boats, too, to see. I mean, they're colorful, that whole
Chinese
thing.
Where are they from? I mean, who builds these boats?
Well, this is a traveling. Oh, well, here, okay. Let her tell you that, right? I mean, you didn't build the boats. Come, you like leased the boats for the weekend, right?
Yes, we lease them out of a company out of Florida called Pan Am.
Right.
And you're right, they are beautiful boats. They're 40 foot long, and they have a dragon's head and a dragon's tail.
And what is the guy who does
Coxswain?
Yes, the guy right. keeps who's the beat. That's
drummer.
Yeah, that's his title.
That's.
In rowing, that's what it is. Right. You're like I think it's here professional, too. Or not professional, okay. Collegiate rowing.
So tell us about these teams. Aren't these teams like local talent? Like people signed up for it?
We have several club teams. So these are teams that are teams that go around, you know, locally or even in this region and compete in these competitions. But also there are these cancer survivor teams. So these are typically women paddlers who are cancer survivors, and we'll also have a cancer ceremony at this event. There's a real beautiful significance between dragon boat racing and cancer survivor groups. So we're excited to welcome them and celebrate their lives together on this day.
That's awesome.
And what I like about that event, and I've seen that before, but it's a little different. I mean, there's a lot of great things going on this week, and we're going to get to that a little bit later, but to see these dragon boats in the water, and they go at a pretty good clip, you know, like you said, if everybody's in sync, rowing together, and it's a little competitive too, right?
Oh, yeah. We have divisions. We'll have places and medals for first, second, and third place winners.
And tell us about the cost to get into this and the website. I mean, I was on your website and saw some of the photos, and it looks awesome. Good memories looking at that because like I said, we had that here a couple times. But anyway, go ahead. How can we get more information?
Yeah, so the website is newdragonboat.com. So NEW standing for Northeast Wisconsin, dragonboat.com is our website. And we are closed for registering as paddlers. We're still accepting volunteers. You can find the volunteer link on our website. But we have 17 teams competing, some corporate, some club teams, cancer survivor teams, and we have some community teams as well.
And what's the Northeast Wisconsin Chinese Association?
Yeah, Northeast Wisconsin Chinese Association, NUCA for short, is a nonprofit organization that's been around for about 40 years. And they do cultural programming, education. Their mission is really to elevate and share the richness of the Chinese culture with the community. And
awesome.
They're getting out to schools, and they did a Lunar New Year celebration back in February. So, they're co-hosting this festival along with the city of Oshkosh.
Cool. What a great family event, right? You get there down at Light. Leech State Park, and it's from 9 o'clock it starts, but really 10 o'clock is when it kicks off officially, and it's all day till 4 or 5.
Yeah.
All right. There's food. There's just, that is a great thing to do. I would encourage people to go out there. The weather's going to be great. See, Angie, thanks for coming on and sharing this with us. We hope to see you down there. The Dragon Boat Festival in Oshkosh. You know, this Saturday in coordination with the Chinese Association and the city of Oshkosh. So we will see you there. Enjoy your weekend. Have fun. And I hope you win.
Thank you so much.
Paddle hard.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from Northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 74. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 57. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, highs around 70, overcast. Temps below average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the mid-60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. You know, we have so many people walking by our windows, waving, walking their dogs. Why aren't you doing that? Why don't you get up early and walk your dog up and down the street?
It is nice to see those people.
I mean,
people.
They seem it's like loving couples. The dogs look so happy.
And they wave. They got the earbuds in. And they.
Yep.
Those of you who haven't been down here, and we're planning some festivities down here, right? We're going to Mad Dog and Meryl.
We got some fun stuff planned. We hope it comes together.
Right, and maybe Kevin Van Ness and the...
Packer Band, the old Packer Band type thing.
Those guys are great.
Let me just say this, though. How popular are we with the residents they're trying to sleep in?
I know. So, I don't know, 7 o'clock, 7:30. We don't want Civic Media to get any...
Yeah, listen, your names are on the show. I don't have any. So you guys that are in trouble.
Mino the Mayor and Todd. Todd's home number. Text him now.
The trainee. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But there are people, and, you know, the weather's great. But did you notice, like, we can almost predict when that one guy's going to come by.
I know.
He's clockwork.
I'm not like that.
No.
I'm not like that.
But the dog is, and he's
obviously a good dog owner. Why do you think it's so weird that
our dog owner?
The way I used to feed my dogs.
Oh, John, that is so... First of all, I don't think anybody keeps their dog outside anymore.
They do. For hunting dogs, you do. They're beagles.
My
neighbors... They don't want to be inside.
My neighbors have beagles.
And where does he keep them?
In the house.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't. You can't train a beagle.
He sends his beagles. He takes them, like, to California for training.
No, but you can't train them to, like, you know, what do you call it? Potty train them or something? You can't do that with a beagle. They'll pay no attention to that. Beagles have an attitude.
They do.
They got an attitude.
But I'll tell you what, that dog.
Have you ever rabbit hunted? Rabbit hunting is the greatest thing in the world.
No.
It's the most fun sport I've ever done in my life is rabbit hunting with good beagles. When they get on a rabbit, when they get on that trail, and they're just like,
like that.
That's all they are.
Like that kid in Pennsylvania. If it wouldn't have been for those dogs,
Todd, those dogs. Thanks for false information.
What false
information? Yeah, he did tell me that.
You told us that he was killed by the cops.
Well, yes.
Somebody texted that in.
I did pull that up on CNN, and that's the report that was on.
Wow.
Yeah.
But did you see how they caught him?
Yes. Yeah. The dogs.
What kind of a dog was that? That was a scary looking
dog. Do you know that
dog?
Did you
bit him in the head.
They're not really trained. They're kind of like, you know, when you see those.
Well, I did that one. Exercises. I was the guy. I was the victim.
Right. They knock you over or they bite your arm or your leg.
And drag you around.
But
this thing bit him in the head.
He did. And he took the gun too, which I thought was cool. Dogs.
What kind of a dog was that?
No, I think
Todd, what kind of a dog was that?
Weren't those just German Shepherds?
No, it was something else.
Was it?
I think it was like some Belgian evil kind of looking thing.
I've seen that on the dog shows. The Belgian evil.
The Belgian devil dog.
I'm sure the... that kid,
he surrendered right away.
He kind of kept going away.
Not once the dog got to
him. No, that's what I'm saying.
Before that.
Yeah.
And then the dog went after. He's like, okay, I'm done. I'm done.
You win.
I'm done. Call him off.
Dogs are awesome. But anyway, yes, I You know, maybe we raised our dogs differently, but anyway, we both loved our dogs. It's just maybe we showed it a little bit differently. Yeah. He gets fresh water.
But what are you going to do in the UP? Water. It's below zero for like 6 months out of the year, but and the water freezes.
I can't believe you didn't let him in the house.
No, never. Never, ever, ever. Todd, you got any trivia today?
I do. You want to play something?
Yes, we do.
Look at you guys. Right. I'm so happy that you guys brought this up.
We've become very competitive on this.
Yeah, we have.
We just got to get better at planning it so we can give away some prizes.
It's Friday Trivia brought to you by Todd.
Todd Michaels.
All right. We were going to do this yesterday. It was Theatrical Thursday. Today, we'll just roll it over into Friday. These are very well-known movie themes.
Okay.
All right. So I'll play the theme. Whoever gets it first wins. You think so?
Yeah.
No, I think I'll win.
We'll see if you get this one. Ready for number one?
Yes, sir.
All right. What is this movie?
Star Wars.
Darn.
No.
Wait.
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs. No, not Spaceballs.
Space Odyssey.
No, sir. You might get it now. Just sit back 1 second and listen to this. Here it comes.
That's a great orchestra, isn't it?
It is, however.
Timpanis.
Written by the same guy who did Star Wars.
Star Trek the movie.
No.
Superman.
Okay.
Come on, that's easy. You ready for number two?
Yeah. That is good music, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
John Williams, he's great.
Right.
Rocky,
absolutely. Okay. You got that. All right.
I was swallowing my coffee. That's not fair.
Oh, come on.
That's not fair.
Put the coffee down, Jim.
Okay, all right. Go ahead.
No more excuses.
All right.
Just about that time of year for this one. Michael Myers.
Yeah. Halloween.
Yeah. Absolutely. Nice job, John.
Thank you.
Well, I was...
Yeah, you no, good. Just relax.
I was going to guess the one that sounded like Tubular Bells.
Nobody cares.
No,
what
not
you were
Tubular
thinking.
Bells.
But that sounded a little bit like it,
a little
though.
Bit.
A little bit. Yeah. That lady turned her head around.
Mm-hmm. The Exorcist.
Great movie. Exorcist.
All right, here we go.
Okay, I almost got that. Jaws.
Yeah, another John Williams.
Really?
Movie. Yeah, he's got a lot of them.
Okay,
this one might be a little tough. This one might be a little tough.
I think we're in a tiebreaker.
We are. Which one, too?
Talk you through this one a little bit if you need it.
I say somebody's escaping.
A little bit.
The violin's going. That's awesome.
A little story about a motel out in the middle of nowhere.
Psycho. Oh.
Yeah. And final one this morning. Final one. This is a good one. Here we go.
Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
The Good, Bad, John wins this morning.
Give me the bell. Give me the bell. Do you have the bell?
I got the bell here. So
hang on. Right. I need the bell.
Oh, Helen. I got to get better at this.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, yes.
Great movie. One of the first spaghetti westerns.
Wow, this theme.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Eli Wallach, okay. Clint Eastwood. Great movie.
Yes.
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Oh, man.
Yeah.
What we should do is get you guys some six shooters, get some Spurs on you, and have you walk down Washington Street.
Absolutely. Yeah. With that theme plan.
That would be great.
Okay, let's do a little theater trivia, though.
Okay, next, go ahead.
No, I don't want to do that. I'm just saying with Todd, if he would do like an overture to Man of La Mancha show tunes, I might have a better chance.
Oklahoma,
right.
Yeah.
I think I could do better. I got smoked in that.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, well, congrats to you.
That was a great one.
All right,
one.
You know what I'll do? Right. We'll do a theater one morning next week. I'll get together some musicals.
I think.
West Side Story.
I think I could. Maybe at least.
Hey, great. Okay, let me do this. Let me see if he gets this one, okay?
All right.
I'll give you the winner if you get this one. What I think is the greatest movie theme song of all time. Ready?
Okay. Okay, I know the song. That's going to be in my head all day. Oh, don't do that to me. Oh, Comet.
I only know that from my era, from the 80s movie Breakfast Club. So I don't know what it's originally from.
What is it? You don't know that one?
I sure know the song, John.
Oh, come on.
I know. I feel bad. I feel dumb.
I'll never forget the next day at school when they aired that on the Thursday night movie on CBS. Every kid in school at St. Paul's was whistling that.
But isn't it?
What is it?
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Oh,
yes.
All right.
Man.
Okay. I'm just going to whistle on our way out.
I think we'll go. We'll stick with
Bonkers Saloon in Manitowoc knows that 9/11 will never be forgotten. As Americans, we all came together as one. Firefighters, police, military, National Guard, and citizens of our great country all united. Let's all salute our honorable and free country as we remember those brave first responders and citizens who lost their lives to a tragic event on a date that our country will never forget. A message from Bonkers Saloon in Manitowoc, thanking those who risked their lives on that fateful day. That's Bonkers Saloon in Manitowoc.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.